The persecution and murder of Jews during World War II is a difficult but well-documented part of history. But what isn't as well-known is what happened to some other minority groups. Professor Samuel Torvin with Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington, is studying Nazi Germany's persecution of sexual minorities, especially gay men. The researcher, who's speaking on the South Coast tonight, says it's a largely forgotten part of history.
Much of the Holocaust scholarship has rightfully focused on the largest number of victims, which were Jews. The increasing amount of scholarship has focused on political dissidents, Gypsy, Roma Gypsies, Jehovah's Witnesses, clergy who resisted. In terms of persecution of gay men in the Third Reich, attention paid to that did not really emerge strongly until the 80s and 90s, so it is relatively recent.
Torvin says no one is sure how many people were persecuted by the Nazis just because of their sexual orientation.
We don't know the full story on that. People are still working on what records are left. One estimation is perhaps 100,000 were put to death by the Nazis.
The researchers say the Nazis, who were obsessed with the concept of racial purity, took pre-existing prejudice and moved it to a monstrous extreme.
The Nazi line toward homosexuals had to do with race. The notion was to have a pure Aryan race, which meant Germans who fit that model, people from Nordic countries as well, needed to reproduce. Nazi leaders thought this would never happen, obviously among homosexuals, and so they considered them detractors, defectors, and traitors. There's a longer history of German hostility toward gay people. That really goes back much earlier. But it begins to explode the minute the Nazis come into power.
One of the mostly forgotten facts is that while Jews were forced to wear yellow stars by the Nazis to identify them, gays were required to wear identifying pink triangles. Torvin is studying the story of a man, Robert Olbermann, who was among those persecuted. It started in the mid-1920s when he and his twin brother Carl joined a youth group which was accepting of homosexual relationships.
They joined a youth movement that went by the name Bon der Vogel, which meant wandering bird. And they became very active in this youth movement, which is deeply critical of industrialism. It was deeply critical of German materialism in support of a national spirit. As they moved into the emergence of the Nazis in power in 1933, they thought that they would be safe, but the Nazis redefined the criminal code and very quickly wanted to suppress all the youth movements and have everyone join the Hitler Youth Movement.
In 1936, Olbermann was arrested and put in a concentration camp.
They wanted to ensure that these groups, if there were same-sex relationships going on, had to be snuffed out. Robert's eventually arrested and is sent to a string of concentration camps. He's offered the opportunity to snitch on his twin brother, his friends, and the members of their large youth movement, but he refuses to do that. And because he refuses to do that, he's sent to Dachau, close to Munich, where he died.
While the end of World War II ended the persecution of most of those who'd survived the concentration camps, ironically, it continued for many of the gays who'd survived the Nazis.
Sadly, even after the war, if you were in a concentration camp because you were gay, you were still held as a criminal by German government. Even though the war was over, because anti-gay laws were a part of the criminal code, many gay men had to continue in prison in regular federal prisons in Germany.
It wasn't until 2002 that the German government issued an official apology to the same-sex community for what had happened before and during World War II. Torvin will speak about the Nazi persecution of gays in a free event at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks tonight. The 7 p.m. lecture at Overton Hall is free and open to the public. CLU is the parent of KCLU Radio. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.